Bartolomé de las Casas is one of those historical figures that one must sadly admit one knew nothing about. But this concise, informative book by UA history professor Lawrence Clayton can fix that. Las Casas was one of the most important figures in the Spanish conquest of, or encounter with, the New World. Las Casas was on a par with, but in his way in opposition to, conquistadors like Pizarro or even Columbus himself. Born in 1485 in Seville, Spain, Las Casas made his first trip to the Indies with his merchant father in 1502. During his lifetime, he would make 8 round trips, an astonishing number equaled by few. During this period, the Portuguese and Spanish were, through their explorations, bringing the entire Atlantic world into the consciousness of the Europeans. They did not exactly discover the New World. The Indians who lived there already knew it existed, but they did make Europeans aware of the greater Atlantic world. The Spanish conquistadors were passionately interested in the treasure of the Indies, of course, but with varying degrees of sincerity and hypocrisy, professed to be bringing the natives Christianity, saving their souls from, quote, the deceptions of the devil, end quote, and endowing them with eternal salvation. This was done almost entirely by force, with Spanish steel and Spanish war horses, against Indians on foot armed with wooden clubs. The indigenous people were slaughtered, starved, or enslaved, worked to death in mines and fields, or sent in slavery back to Spain. At first, Las Casas was unaware. His family even benefited from the system of forced labor. But as he witnessed the spreading atrocities with his own eyes, he was disgusted and outraged. He saw and reported the Spaniards showing off, quote, their cutting skills, some showing off their reverse strokes, opening the Tainos, Indians, from chest to groin, their entrails spilling out, end quote. 3 Tainos were tied together and slowly strangled, quote, in honor of Christ our Redeemer, and of his 12 apostles, end quote. Las Casas became the spokesman for the Indians and, needless to say, a most controversial figure among the Spanish. He worked all his life to persuade the kings of Spain that Indians were persons, fully human, with souls, large cities and sophisticated social and political organizations whose rights must be respected. It must be noted that the Aztec practice of killing, purportedly 20,000 per year in human sacrifice, did not help his argument. Clayton admits Las Casas sometimes exaggerated, but the truth was horrible. Las Casas is acknowledged to be the prime source of the black legend of Spanish conquest, which holds that the Spaniard in Renaissance Europe was synonymous with greed, brutality, and cruelty. He wrote book after book, letter after letter, attempting to stop the abuses. Quote, I shudder to tell it. Perhaps it was a nightmare. I can hardly believe it myself, end quote. Lobbying hard and debating officials tirelessly, both here and in Spain, Las Casas, as advocate for the rights of the Indians, might be considered to have been unsuccessful. Except in Peru, a majority of the natives were killed or died of the diseases, such as measles and smallpox, that Spaniards brought to the New World. But Las Casas is now seen by many as the father of liberation theology, which would spring up again in many of these same territories in the 1960s.